Welcome to the new year. Like every year around this time, my thoughts turn toward reflection on the year that we have had, and wonder on what will come this time around. This year was a chance to reflect even deeper on the past decade. Beloveds, it has been a decade. In 2010, I had no idea where I would be in the next 10 years. I was ambivalent about Unitarian Universalism, that weird church my parents dragged me to on Sunday mornings, and I had never been to Massachusetts, where I now live. In 2030, I have no idea where I will be. But if this next decade is anything like the last, it will be full of both heartbreak and hope. We are in a time that I like to call the fire whirl. It is a natural phenomenon where a column of fire rises from the ground and twists through the sky. It might seem like it comes out of nowhere, but really it is an accumulation of many small pieces of debris whisked together by the winds and ignited into a dangerous, moving tornado of fire. This past decade has brought on a rise of the far right across the world. Mass shootings, foreign and domestic terrorist attacks, and countless other tragedies that have happened and continue to take place. Each piece adds to the fire, swirling and twirling around until the world is engulfed. This metaphor becomes reality when the climate crisis, still growing unchecked, ignites into a conflagration so devastating that entire communities move away to seek new shelter. It was just about halfway through this last decade when I first began to feel the call to ministry. I decided to pay attention to politics after taking an inspirational civics class in 2015. The upcoming presidential election was my opportunity to dive in. I followed it closely and was shocked by the hatred demonstrated towards women, immigrants, people of color, and the LGBTQ community. As a person of faith and someone whose identity and family are tied up with those groups, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I couldn't believe that these people who had never met me and didn't know me were thinking these things about me and my people. In the summer of 2017, I spent a week at this church, sleeping in those pews, as part of the Thrive Youth of Color program sponsored by the Unitarian Universalist Association. At Thrive, on the last day, we did an activity where we were asked questions and had to move to one side of the room for yes and the other for no. The last question the facilitators asked us that day was, "Are you optimistic about the future?" Slowly, each person moved towards the no side of the room. After all that had gone on in the past year, it made sense that a group of young people of color would not be so optimistic about the world. And just weeks after we departed East Shore, white supremacists marched on Charlottesville, Virginia, further proof that there were very valid reasons to be worried about the future. Yet something pulled at me, something that urged me to look deeper into my faith to find answers and hope. The next summer, I traveled to Chicago to participate in a program called Summer Seminary. Summer Seminary is designed to expose UU youth to potential careers as religious professionals. It ended with a preach-on where we were each given a prompt and a day to write a short homily in response. My prompt, "How can you give hope to the hopeless?" was my call to ministry. As I wrote this sermon and began to sink into the despair of not knowing what this new year will bring, I asked myself that question. Although I was raised Unitarian Universalist and have spent and will spend years delving into its theology, practices, and my own relationship to those things, this is not the case for many in our congregations. Overall, just 1 in 8 UUs were raised in our faith. A lot of people who end up joining Unitarian Universalism identify as spiritual but not religious. While some of us may embrace that title, there's a wide range of spirituality among UUs. But I think that for everyone here, wherever you are along the spirituality spectrum, there's a lot we can gain from tapping into our spirits and connecting to something greater. It's not easy, especially when it's cold out, the world is in hibernation. So that's where the idea of a jump start comes in. Just a zap of inspiration that you can draw your spiritual practices from. Now, there are hundreds of spiritual practices. My favorite podcast, Harry Potter and the Sacred Text, turns reading the Harry Potter books into a spiritual practice. Many cultures have coffee or tea ceremonies that can transform the daily activity into a meaningful ritual. As I wrote this sermon, I struggled with a way to share spiritual practices and encourage spirituality that didn't end up as me speaking for the rest of 2020. It was ironic that a sermon about a jump start was coming to a stall. So, I did what I always do when I get writer's block. I go back to my Unitarian Universalist roots, all the way back to my very first spiritual home, the UU Fellowship of Corvallis, Oregon. As I walked up to the familiar sanctuary, peering into the large windows that showed my people already gathering inside, I was hit with both a jolt of belonging and longing. Preaching every weekend of my winter break means I don't get to spend any Sunday mornings at my home congregation. As I had this realization, I also realized that I could bring them with me. Our fellowship has a very simple way to share our mission that has stayed with me throughout the years. Explore, love, act. Although I am no longer a youth, the image of those three words painted on signs that hung in the youth room for years are seared in my mind. And it is through those words that I have found the manual for this jumpstart. Explore. As Unitarian Universalists, we don't believe there is an end to all we can learn about the universe. Our revelation is not sealed, and as we explore, we can uncover so many new truths about our world, if only we pay attention. Our sources as Unitarian Universalists include the words and deeds of prophetic people. And while your mind may immediately jump to theologians, historical justice leaders, or wise ancestors, I challenge you to expand your idea of prophetic. A prophet thinks about the world and how we may change, hopefully for the better. Who are the prophets in your life? And while the words and deeds of prophetic people are important, this universe is full of many things, and only some of those things are human. The next time you're outside, listen to all the sounds the world is making around you. Listen and be mindful. Last semester, the walk from my room to my first class of the day was about 15 minutes, but I gave myself 25. With those extra 10 minutes that I could have spent sleeping in or sitting around on my phone, I gave myself the greatest gift of the week, a walk through my beautiful campus. Some days I took those 10 minutes to go down to the lake and admire the way the sunrise glinted off the water. I listened to the gentle lapping of the small waves along the grassy shore and thought about the moon I couldn't see directing the movements from above like an invisible conductor. By paying attention to the world that was all around me, I started the day at peace and at one with the earth. The walk to class transformed from a short warm-up into a chance to explore the interconnected web of existence of which we are a part. By paying attention, we can deepen both our connections to ourselves and to each other. We have a chance to explore all of the gifts the world has to offer us. Exploration and attention remind us how many blessings we truly have. It is a reminder of the blessings that we have, and also a chance for us to be a blessing on others. The Reverend Dr. Rebecca Ann Parker says that your gifts, whatever you discover them to be, can be used to bless or to curse the world. A blessing is the manifestation of the second part of this message, love. In many of the religious traditions that we draw from, to bless is to love. Christianity teaches us about loving our neighbors as ourselves. Buddhism reminds us to wish loving kindness on others. Blessing, like worship, spirit, and yes, even God, are words that Unitarian Universalists sometimes have difficult relationships with. Some of you may hear the word blessing and be reminded of a faith that you left, or one that you never claimed as your own. It can be hard to think about blessing when it comes with all of those other meanings surrounding it too. But I offer a wholly Unitarian Universalist view of blessing. A blessing is a sharing of humanity, a gift of grace, and a chance to connect with the spark of divinity within each of us. We all have different beliefs on the real impact of a blessing. Some believe that blessings are a prayer to a higher being, to pay special attention to the blessed and to guide them on their journey. Others may believe the practice of blessing sends goodwill into the universe, reverberating throughout space and time to reach the person who needs it most. But whether you believe those things or not, a blessing is a chance for you to keep love in your heart. The simple act of thinking well towards others has real chemical effects on your own happiness. Take a moment to think of the people you love in your life and send them love. Take a moment to think of the people you are frustrated by in your life and send them love. Take a moment to think of the people you probably haven't thought of since you last interacted with them and send them love. Because isn't that what's at the core of our faith, blessing? Choosing to bless the world and make it the place we want to live in is what we as Unitarian Universalists should be striving for every day. This third step is the most important part of the jumpstart. This third step, act, determines how far your jumpstart will get you in the new year. We have been reminded time and time again over the past few years, now is not the time for a casual faith. Being a Unitarian Universalist means that you believe courageous love can transform the world. Give what you can to this community and to our faith and reap its benefits. Live your values out loud. Be proud to be a UU. My college roommate isn't a UU, but she's what I call UU adjacent. Becoming my roommate wasn't her first introduction to our faith. She has marched with the Dallas UU Church at Pride for years, enveloped by a sea of sunshine yellow Side with Love t-shirts. Those people in Dallas, whether they realized it or not, are the reason that at least one person in this world associates our faith with belonging and community. Marching in Pride, showing up at a vigil for gun violence, and participating in a climate strike are important things to do. But doing those things while unequivocally stating, "I am here because I am a Unitarian Universalist," is the way to transform the justice and liberation work many of us do as individuals into a movement of a faith working to build beloved community. Explore. Pay attention. Look deeper. Love. Use your gifts to bless the world. Act. Live every day as a Unitarian Universalist. There are days where you may fall short. Days where you ignore your people and the world, where you hurt another, where you choose complacency over progress. The new year has begun, but every day is a new day. As Reverend Robert Eller Isaacs reminds us, we must forgive ourselves and each other and begin again in love. If you can do that, if you can begin again in love and remember what is in your spirit, if you can ask yourself how it is with your soul, then this will be another year where courageous love can transform the world. Amen, Ashe, blessed be, and may it be so.